We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Thankfulness, an Attribute of the Divine Nature. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 21. For although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give Him thanks. But they became futile in their thoughts, and their senseless hearts were darkened. I have just read from the New English Translation. Derek used to be a very entitled and ungrateful person. He was quite unpleasant to deal with because of this. He always felt he deserved more than he got and was never grateful to anyone for anything. But after believing in the Lord Jesus and submitting to discipleship, he noticed that he started seeing reasons to say, thank you. And he began feeling uneasy whenever he failed to show gratitude when it was fitting to do so. He did not initially realize that the reason he was becoming more thankful was because through the new birth and spiritual growth, he was being transformed into the divine nature. And this nature is very gracious. When man fell, he became disconnected from the divine nature, and he started operating with a nature contrary to God's. One of the attributes of the sinful nature is unthankfulness. Those who complain a lot demonstrate this nature in greater measure, because you cannot be grumbling and truly giving thanks at the same time. It is the heart of a thief that feels it can receive benefits without at least acknowledging the one from whom the benefits come. In today's Bible verse, we see a glimpse of how God feels about unthankfulness. 1 Corinthians 10:10 also reveals the same truth. Murmuring is the opposite of thankfulness. Go into today remembering that thankfulness aligns with the divine nature you have received in Christ Jesus. In all things give thanks, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 119. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.